Good morning. We'll begin the June 27th session of Sussex County Council with the Lord's Prayer, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, approval of the agenda. Any changes?
Mr. Rogers, would you please meet at 11:15? John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning, items A and B. Dagsboro Sanitary Sewer District.
With that, do we have any other changes?
Delete the approval of minutes.
And we're deleting the approval of minutes. But outside that, entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Phillips, to approve the agenda for June 27th as in printed form with the deletion of the no approval of minutes and item 11:15. John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning, items A and B. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Let the record show Mr. Jones has stepped outside the room. Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
First, we have a letter from Sandy Colburn thanking council for work done on their home through the Community Development Housing Division. Next, a letter from Sheriff of Sussex County to Mr. Stickles. This letter is in response to a letter sent by William Topping, Georgetown Chief of Police, to Sussex County Administrator Bob Stickles and read into the record at the June 13 council meeting. Chief Topping made the statement that the sheriff and his deputies are not trained as police officers and should not act as such. The quote is false. The sheriff and his deputies are well qualified and trained. Here are the facts regarding the deputy's training experience. Sheriff Reed retired from the U.S. Air Force, graduated from the Delaware Police Academy, and also Maritime Law Enforcement School in Yorktown. 14-year police veteran from Denrec and the Georgetown Police Department, with Chief Topping as one of his supervisors. Sheriff Reed is the first and only sheriff to ever attend the National Sheriff's Institute training for sheriffs and has served as Sussex County Sheriff since 1998. Lieutenant Jeff Christopher. Lieutenant Christopher is a 24-year veteran from the state of Maryland, where he currently maintains his police certification, and a former chief of police. He attended the Eastern Shore Criminal Justice Academy, Maryland Police Cadet Academy, and the Maryland Natural Resources Police Academy. Training included extensive police schools and seminars that include supervisor, administrative, and field training. He's currently the president of the FOP Lodge, Sussex County. Corporal Kirk Pope has more than 20 years of military and law enforcement experience and training. Retired from the U.S. Army, Corporal Pope graduated from the U.S. Army Military Police School. While in the Special Forces, he was a member of the forward deployed counterterrorist force. His training has included various training schools and seminars, including the Eastern Shore Criminal Justice Academy's Warwick Tech Field Training Officers Program and the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center Firearms Instructor Training Program. Deputy Pat Smith is a 20-year retired patrol veteran from Baltimore County Police Department. She earned an associate's degree in arts and law enforcement and a Bachelor of Science in Criminal Justice. Graduated from Baltimore County Police Training Academy, member of the Special Response Team, as well as Canine Search and Rescue Dog Handler, certified as a field training officer for Baltimore County. Deputy Heather Massey is a 15-year police veteran from Capitol Police, Camden, Wyoming Police, and Blades Police Department. She has a degree in criminal justice from Del Tech, is a graduate of Wilmington Police Academy, and remains Delaware certified. Her training includes extensive schools and police training courses, including field training officer certification. Her rifle range instructor was Chief Topping. Deputy Massey has received several awards for her performance, including two life-saving awards. Chief Topping's reckless, slanderous, and untruthful statements could possibly put these deputies in danger while performing their duties. Some of their duties include evictions, transporting prisoners, service of criminal subpoenas, and protection from abuse orders. While doing so, a deputy sheriff needs and deserves respect from the people they are serving. Their life may depend on it. In neighboring states, deputy sheriffs have been injured and killed while serving court documents. As far as liability in any jurisdiction is concerned, who will be liable if one of these deputy sheriffs, while performing their duties within a town's limit, happens upon a felony in progress against a citizen of the county? Should the deputy sheriff ignore the situation, as implied by Chief Topping's letter, or should he or she act to prevent a crime or even possibly save a life? It's amazing how certain groups wish to diminish the office of an elected sheriff who is responsible to all citizens of the county. Should we not consider the life of a deputy sheriff the same as that of any other police officer? I challenge anyone to give one good reason why these experienced and trained deputy sheriffs should not have their certifications recognized. In closing, I would expect County Council to have this letter read into the record as they did Chief Topping's letter. Sheriff Robert L. Reed.
I didn't think that. Does one state recognize another state's certification? I mean, some of those were certified in Maryland. Will that carry over into Delaware?
Well, the certifications basically are issued for the jurisdiction where the officer is serving at the time. He is just telling you what those certifications are.
But if he's certified in Maryland, he's not certified in Delaware, then our liability, then the courts would look at it as not being certified in the area where he's working.
Well, I guess the question boils down to whether counsel...
The bottom line is that...
believes that the sheriff's office has police enforcement.
Yeah, the bottom line is they may be certified retired
they
state
may
policemen,
have certifications.
But they don't work for a police department.
They may have certifications, but still...
they don't work for a recognized police
the
department.
The Attorney General's office and the U.S. Justice Department has told this counsel that his department do not have law enforcement powers in Delaware.
And we can beat that dead horse every week, so we'll move on. Next. You know what?
That's it for
all
correspondence.
Right, Mr. Stickles.
Gentlemen, the few items administrator's report. The Sussex County Economic Development Office had scheduled a meeting with the Delmarva Water Transit Port Committee for Thursday, June 29th, 2006, to discuss the proposed Nanticoke Water River project at the Blades Fire Department. However, because of the 13 plus inches of rain that was received on Sunday, June 25th, and continues to fall, the meeting has been canceled. I will inform the council when the meeting will be rescheduled. The next regular scheduled meeting for the Sussex County Airport Committee will be held on Wednesday, July 19th, 2006, at the Sussex County West Complex, North DuPont Highway, Georgetown, at 10 a.m. The media, as well as the general public, are welcome to attend. The Engineering Department granted beneficial acceptance on June 20th, 2006, for Warrington Creek Phase 1, Agreement 378. The developer is MI Homes of DC LLC. The project is located on the southeast side of Old Landing Road in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Peach Sanitary Sewer District, consisting of 41 single-family homes. Beneficial acceptance was also granted on June 21st, 2006, to Bethany Reserves, Agreement Number 426. The developer is Hickman Road, LLC. The project is located on Hickman Road, County Road 359, in the Ocean View Sanitary Sewer District, consisting of 36 lots with a pool and a clubhouse. Fact sheet for each project is included with this report. That's all I have at this time.
Mr. Godwin, Administrative Assistant, beginning with proclamation, Home Ownership Awareness Week.
Mr. President, members of council, this morning we have a proclamation for your consideration. proclaiming June 25th through June 30th of 2006 as Home Ownership Awareness Week in Sussex County. Whereas owning a home is an important part of the American dream, and whereas the Sussex County Council, through its moderately priced housing program, has made it possible for 546 families to have an opportunity for home ownership, and whereas the Sussex County Council, in partnership with the Delaware State Housing Authority, USDA Rural Development, nonprofit housing agencies, and Sussex County Association of Realtors, will continue to provide assistance for home ownership for Sussex County citizens. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council does hereby proclaim the week of June 25 through June 30, 2006, as Home Ownership Awareness Week for the American Dream in Sussex County. And be it further resolved, the Sussex County Council urges all citizens to wholeheartedly recognize this effort throughout the year.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Cole, to proclaiming June 25th to June the 30th Home Ownership Awareness Week, as detailed by Mr. Goblin. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Someone here to present.
I think you have some people here who...
Mr. LaCates, do you want to introduce your guest this morning?
Come on up, Bill. We like looking at you anyway.
I have quite a...
West.
Entourage.
I don't know. That's a motley looking group there.
We don't have a house.
I've introduced yourselves, if you don't mind.
Hi, I'm Ruth Briggs-King with the Sussex County Association of Realtors. Thank you.
Marlene Elliott with USDA Rural Development.
Important person.
Litt Dryden, Board of Directors, Sussex County Association of Realtors.
I'm Gordon Ramey. I'm also a director with Sussex County Board of Realtors.
Marlena Gibson with the Diamond State Community Land Trust.
Van Temple, Diamond State Community Land Trust.
Kelly Crumpley, also with the Diamond State Community Land Trust.
Kevin Gilmore with Sussex County Habitat for Humanity.
Bison one way too this month, huh?
And lastly, Rick Allemung, President, Sussex County Association of Realtors. I have one short statement, may I read?
Please.
As realtors, we help create communities in which we are proud to live and work. We help build neighborhoods and communities by connecting buyers and sellers. We are pleased to join in recognizing homeownership as an important American value. And we are proud that Delaware citizens lead the nation in home ownership. Thank you.
Well, I don't receive a picture of like one of each or something. Just want to get Marlene and Kevin, one of the realtors, present realtors.
Patrick, you're going to get a shot of this.
That's the talk we're going to do.
Oops, I can't do that.
Sir, Mr. President, members of council, we have a tribute for your consideration this morning. A tribute says, be it thereby known to all that Sussex County Council honors Indian River School District students Morgan Trifall, Jessica Good, Raven Berner, Holly Kaufman, Jack Naylor, Kara Sue Bethke, and Becca Seifert for capturing the World Championship of the Odyssey of the Mind World Finals, held May 24 through May 27, 2006, at Iowa State University. The Sussex County Council hereby extends its sincere congratulations to the students and encourages all Sussex Countyans to recognize them with significant pride for their hard work and dedication.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips, to offer tributes honoring the Indian River School District students at the World Champions of Odyssey of the Minds. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I bet it's yes. And Mr. Phillips, present the, anybody else that represents the school district, welcome to help.
Come on up, gang.
Why don't you introduce yourself to the council?
Just say my name.
What school?
North Georgetown Ravenburner. My name is Becca Seifert, and I go to Southern Delaware School of the Arts.
Holly Kaufman from Lord Baltimore.
Morgan Trithall from North Georgetown Elementary.
My name's Kara Subetsky, and I go to East Millsboro Elementary.
Jessica Goody, Lord Baltimore Elementary.
Jack Naylor, North Georgetown.
Good. Why don't you all kind of do a semicircle right here? We'll get a picture or two.
Why isn't Mr. Cole in this also?
Where anybody's welcome. I said anybody's welcome. Represents the district. Go ahead, George.
Where did George get that?
There we go.
Does anybody have anything to say? Can you tell us about the competition?
Mm-hmm. We have the coach back here too.
Oh, coach. There you go.
Coach. All right.
Tell us what you did and how you did.
I prefer that they tell you. Holly. You've been a good spokesperson.
Tell us all about it, Holly.
Well, Miss Groverston was a coach, but the thing about the coaches is they aren't allowed to, like, say, give us any ideas. So it's really hard for them if they have something. And
sort of like so, the county administrator.
But she was really great, and just it's hard for them, but they really help out. So
about the problem a little bit, maybe, just quickly.
Okay, but I guess I'll say something about the problem. Which is what we have to do is an 8-minute skit along with a really spontaneous, is actually what it's called, problem, which is either a word problem or something you have to do with items. But the main part is the long term, which is the skit, and you have to pick from 5 different problems. We chose the jungle bloke, where we had to have a bloke who could talk to animals, and there had to be a song, a dance, and the animals had to solve the bloke's problem, and the bloke had to solve the animal's problem. But you have to, it's really open-ended. You have to do it creatively, but it's great to do.
Thank you all for coming. Congratulations again.
Open-ended. See, I think you see your county council here.
Feel free to leave. You like to go.
A few years right ago.
Thanks for coming.
Creative too, I think is what.
No, that's the difference.
Creative.
That's the difference.
We'll give them a second to get out here.
Tomorrow's
open-ended,
leaders.
Ended, I think, was the key word.
What's that?
Open-ended.
Open-ended. Yeah.
The speaker.
See ya.
Okay, whose district did she live in? Somebody's in trouble 8 years from now.
Mr. Guy, she's Lord Baltimore. Mr.
Yeah, hey, Lord.
Yes. Mr. Robin, President, of the
Robin,
council.
You can go with Stickles. He'll need a secretary to take care of all his heavy workload after he retires.
That's to Godwin. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Mr. President, members of council. We have 2 wastewater agreements this morning for your consideration. Agreement number 8104, Bay Forest Club Pump Station Site, agreement number 478. The developer is Bay Forest LLC from Gaithersburg, Maryland. The location is east side of White's Neck Road and north of Old Mill Road. This is in the Millville Sanitary Sewer District. The type of development is a pump station for Bay Forest. There are no connection fees. We already have the approvals from the Sussex County Engineering Department as well as DENREC. Construction time should be 55 days. construction administration and construction inspection costs are $66,600, and the proposed construction cost would be $444,000. And the supporting motion reads as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 478, that the Sussex County Council executed construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Bay Forest LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Bay Forest Club pump station site located in the Millville Sanitary Sewer District.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Dix, second by Mr. Phillips to approve Bay Forest Club Agreement number 478 as read. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote as yes. Mr. Godwin?
Yes, sir. The next agreement is agreement number 8104, agreement number 502. I'm sorry, project number 8104, agreement number 502. The developer here is Centrex Homes, located in Chantilly, Virginia. Location is County Road 348 Irons Lane. The Sanitary Sewer District is Holtz Landing Sanitary Sewer District. The type of development is 208 single-family lots. The system connection charges total $990,964. We already have approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC. Construction time should be 60 days. Construction administration and construction inspection costs will be $35,668. The proposed construction cost will be $237,709. And the supporting motion reads as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 502, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between the Sussex County Council and Centrex Homes for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Seagrass Plantation, located in the Holtz Landing Sanitary Sewer District.
Gentlemen?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second by Mr. Jones to approve Seagrass Plantation. I think it was project number 8104, agreement number 502. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote as yes. Mr. Godwin?
Yes, sir, Mr. President. We have a grant from the $25,000 grant that the county council affords every municipality in this county for police equipment. Fenwick Island would like the remaining portion of their $25,000 grant, which would be $3,134.27. And the purpose for the continuation of this grant is that they're leasing a Ford Crown Victoria police car. By the way, this will conclude their $25,000.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Dukes to complete the funding request for FY 2006 for town of Fenwick Island on the revenue sharing for local police enforcement. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones? And let the record show you stepped out of the room. Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I voted yes.
Mr. Godwin, the policy is if they don't spend that $25,000, it doesn't carry over?
It's not carry over. We do have a request. As long as they had it in, the request right. in before June 30th, we have one request we have received. This is the last meeting. So if we got requests before June 30th, we will honor it.
Are there other towns that have not utilized their full allotment?
Not a whole lot of dollars, hundreds, where they didn't round off to the 25,000, but nothing, not big numbers that I'm aware of.
Okay, so it's been looked at. I hate for us to get a call July 1st from
right.
the mayor.
No. There were not big numbers.
Okay.
Most of them are in the 24,000 range.
Okay.
Right. I think the first year the program was very successful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
At this time it is 10:34. And at 10:30, scheduled public hearing.